Bangladesh is one of the biggest textile manufacturers in the world. Images of cheap textiles produced in sweatshops with bad working conditions have made headlines in recent years, particularly after several fatal accidents in textile factories in Dhaka killed hundreds of workers. But there's more to fashion made in Bangladesh. A new young fashion scene is emerging that is looking for sustainable ways of production. Vera Müller-Holzkamp met young Bengali fashion designers a few days ago at Berlin's Fashion Week. Natalie Müller presents her report.
The models walk briskly up and down the brightly lit catwalk, seemingly unmoved by the constantly flashing lights. Fashion designer Iftikhar Rahman from Bangladesh is watching the show. He's sketching designs in his pocketbook and every now and then takes a photo with his phone.
Yeah, really nice. There was many new patterns, the new draping things. There was nicely dresses and really nice and workable. And I would say it's a very practical collections.
At first sight, this Berlin event looks like any other fashion show. But what's special here is that all the clothes are produced sustainably, in an ecologically or socially fair way. It's the Green Showroom at the Berlin Fashion Week, an eco-fashion trade fair.
I really like the show, especially the dresses, because all the dresses, they are maintained in the sustainability. So people think that sustainable fashion doesn't be colorful or it could be very earth tone, but now I can see it could be very bright color. So I really like this fashion show.
That's Afsana Sadusi. Both she and Iftikhar are among a group of young designers from Bangladesh. They're taking part in a new exchange program called Local International. Its aim is to develop sustainable concepts for fashion production and to foster cooperation between young German and Bengali designers. Here's Noshin Kair.
We get frustrated by seeing all the polyester and the synthetics that's taken over the world, and they are not good for the environment, even for our skin. After coming to the Green Showroom, I've seen in very small scale different startups, businesses are exploring and reviving their organic materials, pure wool, organic cotton, and it's the right step.
Like Noshin, Shamsad Haznain is a designer and lecturer at Dakar University. Shamsad feels quite inspired by the show.
Really, if people think ethically, it's possible to make something beautiful.
After the show, Iftikhar and his friends visit the different stalls at the Eco Trade Fair.
How these products are sustainable, I'm interested to know. I mean, what the technique
at one of the stalls, a woman presents minimalistic leather products, like purses and bags, elegant in black, red and beige. She explains that the sustainable production method involves using rhubarb juice for processing the leather.
We use this plant to tend the leather. Normally, leather would be tanned with chromium salt. Yeah, it's a heavy metal. It's not good for health and environment and so. And we change it and take rhubarb for our tanning. And we do this 100% in Germany.
The young designers also find very stylish rucksacks made out of old PET bottles. Further on, there's a stall displaying organic leather shoes. Instead of the toxic chemicals usually used for tanning, the leather was treated with extract from the Latin American Tara tree.
These shoes are like looking totally fashionable, and from this product we can say like this, the fashion things actually coming fast, and then we are understanding that, okay, this product is sustainable. People will use it as a normal product, as a fashionable product, and it's good for us that it is sustainable also.
For years, sustainable products have been seen as being a bit unfashionable, catering only to a niche audience. But that's changing. Internationally, the market share for sustainably and fairly produced textiles and fashion products has increased by 5% every year for the past 15 years. But the products aren't cheap. The organically produced shoes on display here in Berlin cost about 170 euros. If producers manage to create fashionable sustainable products at moderate prices, it might be easier to compete with conventional fashion brands and appeal to more customers. That's just what the young designers from Dhaka hope to do, But it's not so easy to market sustainable fashion from Bangladesh. The country is known for cheap mass-produced clothing and bad working conditions, especially after the Rana Plaza accident in a textile factory killed more than 1,100 workers in 2013. Although the working conditions have improved slightly since then, many companies producing in Bangladesh are worried about their image, says Karl Borgschulze, a textile industry consultant in Bangladesh.
I know many companies that say they don't want to go there for production. That is very crucial for a market in an economic upswing.
Vera Köppen from the non-profit Fair Wear Foundation thinks that boycotting Bangladesh because of the working conditions is not the solution. She says she personally would buy textiles made in Bangladesh.
Yes, I would. It depends on the brand because, I mean, it's a huge industry for Bangladesh. It gives a lot of employment in the country and I don't think just boycotting or moving away from Bangladesh will help anybody working in the industry in Bangladesh. So I think it's about improving the conditions where the workers are and not once there's something happening or something is not good, just move away and it will stay the same. So I think it's actually being there and trying to change things and not moving away from it.
The Fair Wear Foundation offers consultant services to Western brands who want to produce in Bangladesh in a more sustainable way. Each year, the foundation conducts a brand check on its members to test a wide range of sustainability indicators. If the check is successful, the member brand can make its membership public. Many consumers now want to know more about production conditions for clothes made in Bangladesh for shops in Europe and the United States, says Borgschulze, increasingly forcing textile producers to be more transparent about their supply chains.
The recurring scandals, accidents and catastrophes, as well as the constant negative reporting in the media, all that present a much worse picture of the situation than what it is actually like. That is, of course, a huge disadvantage for the market. I think in the lower price segment, that is not a problem. But it's become more difficult for clothes sold at medium and higher prices.
Young designer Iftikhar Rahman knows about the pressure on textile companies. In addition to his job as a fashion design lecturer, he works as a designer in the M&J Group, one of the leading textile producing companies in Bangladesh. They produce jeans for international brands like H&M, Gap, Esprit, CNA and Replay. Rahman says he's seen working conditions in the textile factories improve over the past 2 years.
Actually, nowadays, I will say like there were some companies before in Bangladesh where the fair trade things and the compliance was not that much good. But in last 2 years, I am feeling, it's my personal feelings, and those companies are not actually surviving nowadays. Nowadays, only the companies who are compliant and have the good communication with the workers and they actually care about the workers, they are actually surviving. Because there is a lot of pressure from the buyer side also. And also, after some accidents in Bangladesh, now the company owners are also very conscious about that.
Iftikhar says that local designers are becoming more confident. An increasing number of universities in Bangladesh are now offering fashion design courses, and textile factories too are starting to design their own products instead of only producing for Western companies.
There are now many factories who are doing their own designing things because nowadays there's already many fashion graduates are there in Bangladesh. So in some cases, when they make their own collection, sometimes the buyers select from the collection of that Bangladeshi designer.
He says this new self-confidence is also visible on the streets in the capital, Dhaka, and in the fashion young people are wearing. Noshin Kair again.
Bengali heritage culture is very strong. Bengali people have their own identity and sense of style in traditional wear right now. But since the last 10 years, you see the youth wearing Western clothes more and more, and the saris and the kameezes are wearing off. So right now we're in a limbo of maybe a fusion wear has come up in recent days. So the youth is very fashion conscious nowadays.
Iftikhar reaches the last stall of the long row in the green showroom. He's holding a T-shirt with blue and white stripes and the image of a dove. It was designed by an Estonian label that uses leftover fabric from textile factories to make sustainable clothing. At 40 euros, it's moderately priced. And it's made in Bangladesh, as Iftikhar proudly points out.
This is really nice. I think it is really sellable here. If the people really like it, then I think this can be a good opportunity towards sustainability.
To him and his fellow designers, that's only the beginning of a new era in sustainable fashion made in Bangladesh.